everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. When the Lord speaks and you hear him, you have something greater to go on. You have better information. And if we were just trying to live our life and that's all, and God gave us better information, we'd live pretty very well. But at the same time, we're also in the position we have to do warfare. And you have to fight this warfare according to God's word. You have to fight in God's strength. And the Lord's been having me to talk about living in his strength lately. Because a lot of times people endeavor to do it their way. And they're outclassed. Without the information of God, we're outclassed. If you can see the spirits that we contend with, the principalities that we fight, then you'll know that, you know, those things are smarter. They're not right, though. They're wrong, all of them. The principalities, the fallen angels and the demons, evil spirits, they're all, even evil people, they're wrong. They're not right. And people that are deceived, that play, that see, they activate people around us that don't know God. That's where your bad advice comes from. That's where your artificial intelligence comes from. I'm not talking about AI, even that's included, but I'm talking about people that think they're right and they're wrong. They think they have intelligence and they don't. The word of God is right. Everything else is super wrong. So the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. I told my son yesterday that Daniel didn't say that they that are knowledgeable will be strong and do exploits. He didn't say that those that were well educated would be strong and do exploits. Hopefully they will, but he made a distinction. He said, they that do know the Lord, their God, they have a relationship with God, they will be strong and they will do exploit because they are people of truth and they continually hear what the Lord has to say. If that's out of place, many things are going to be out of place and your success will be limited and you won't be able to fulfill the fullness of God's will for your life. But if you continually hear the Lord out and give him your attention and do precisely what he say, you will be able to go beyond what he commissioned you to do. And you can do it faster. You can do it better. And you can get into overtime. What I mean by overtime, wealth, spiritual wealth gets on your life as you obey God. And when you finish your course, he can cause you to do something else that's even better or necessary because you have spiritual wealth on your life. Spiritual wealth is good. It comes from continually obeying God and knowing him. Spiritual wealth can, you know, God can give you an extension of time. He can give you, he can cause you to do something that others didn't do. But whatever it is, when you follow through with it, you're going to be rewarded for it. But more than that, people are going to live. Now, right now, it's a comfort to know that I'll be rewarded for all my efforts. But my mind just don't rest on that part. I treasure souls getting saved more than anything. The Lord told me not to let his people lack knowledge. People, they make a series of choices based on bad information. But when people have the knowledge of God, then they can truly build their life. See, in the presence of the Lord, you'll know that you'll be able to see your abilities and what would have happened if you only listened. A relationship, every relationship requires the love of God. You love, we, We know that we teach and preach that God loves us. He does. But we have the responsibility to love God too. We got to love God back. See, when we love God now, whatever is important to God is important to us. And you want to know, Lord, how can I help? How can I help the situation? I feel so limited. And that's normal, but that's how I felt. I felt limited. I wanted to do good, but I felt limited. But I yielded myself to the Lord, and if he tell me what to do, then I'm going to do something that makes sense. I can do something. I have something that he don't have. I have a body on earth. And the Lord has to work through people. So if I surrender myself to the will of God, then God can work through me. And that's what I pray for. That's what I desire. That's what I expect. That's what I live for. And will I get to enjoy my life? If you surrender your life to God, you're going to enjoy your life even in a greater way. That means everything that you do is surrendered to God. And everything that you do is making sense because you're following his path. And it's working when it don't look like it's working. When you use biblical solutions to solve your problems, it's working while it don't look like it's working. It's working when it doesn't seem to work. And when the enemy, see, people go by how things seem and then they talk. Well, the evil powers that be, that exist, the principalities, the fallen angels, the demons, and evil men, and deceived men, will activate people's, you know, they'll pull the strings of people's lack of knowledge. And that's where your bad advice comes from. But now I tell people these things all the time, because if you're going to follow God and follow through with what he wants you to do, you have to overcome all the negative advice that comes from others' lips, even people that you would normally trust. So when they give you bad advice and tell you to do something different than other than what God said do, even if it's a parent or a friend or your wife or your husband or whoever it is, don't take it personally and don't do it. Do what God said do. Follow through with what God said. And for the sake of the relationship, because you love your people, you know, you're going to do it God. If you're determined to do it God's way, you'll do it God's way. Then ask the Lord ask him to give you wisdom on how to deal with them, even though you're not going to do their suggestion. Because that's what I do. I don't, when I run things by the Lord and he give me something to do, that's final to me. I'm not going to do something else. And other people just have to deal with it. But because I love them, I handle it God's way. Most of the time, I just don't tell them what God told me to do. Now, my wife, she's close to me. I tell her what I'm doing. And she shares me with the Lord. Many women can't do that. But my wife does. So we're going to stay together. Because we love God. She loved God. I love God. I knew that I was going to follow God before I got married. So I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, will she follow you? That was a requirement, because when God tells you to do something, you got to do it. You're obligated. And I got a vow on my life. I got to do it. So whoever's in my life, they got to share me with God. And if they don't understand, then they need to go talk to the Lord. It's like that. That's just the way it is. And when it comes to preaching, some pastors will tell you what to preach. But I'm not going to compromise what God said. I'm not going to, when I come to speak in somebody's house, I will respect them. But if I'm going to minister God's word, I'm going to do what God said. I'm not going to sugarcoat the word and coddle people in the light with lies. You're just going to have to deal with the truth or not. So It's sad to say that I've been on the radio for 14 years, since 2006, it's 2020, 14 years. And nobody invited me to preach at that church because of the radio broadcast. I have been invited to preach before, but they were people that already knew me. And so it's important to know what God is doing. One ministry gave me a sizable offer, and it was, you know, I think God loves us and He cares about us. Everything that you do for the Lord works. And it's amazing. You know, people of truth have ears to hear. They want God. These are the people that Jesus is going to come back and rapture. Some people are not of truth, and they made their choice. I desire that God show it to them before He come back. See, the rapture is going to take people by surprise. And people need to know what's coming. Now, I've said it every which way I could on the radio and on these broadcasts. And I thank God that people, they take that word and they go tell other people. See, people that live wrong, they're playing into the principality's hands. They're siding with the Antichrist and don't realize it. Or maybe they don't care. But when you live according to the light, when you live according to the light, you can do things the right way. And you give people example so that they can make a better choice, so that they can live and not die. But when the rapture happens, they're going to know within that they're going to remember their ways and their sin and their problems. It's all recorded in their mind, in their brain. Whatever you do is recorded. The way you handle situations is recorded. I'm glad that the blood of Jesus is powerful. See, the blood of Jesus gets us out of trouble. Some people don't have the skill to walk perfectly. But if they yield to the Lord, they can. See, people that receive the light, they present the truth of God to everybody. But they that love the world are holding on to the world for whatever reason. Let me put it this way. There were 10 virgins. These were considered the people of God. They are the people of God. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. The 5 wise virgins, they stayed in the love of God. They stayed in the love of truth. They stayed in God's way. They were obedient. They didn't break covenant. The foolish virgins, they loved the world somewhere. And they ran out of oil because they didn't love it. They let their first love die, and then they stopped listening to the word. They stopped regarding God. They started doing other things, but they still named His name. The 5 wise virgins would judge the 5 foolish virgins because they stayed in the light. They all started with the same amount of oil, but the 5 wise virgins, they maintained their oil when the other ones let theirs run dry. They kept their devotion. They kept the word of God. They kept their love when the others made other wise choices, and God had to leave them where they are. Think about that. God, He is the God of truth. Jesus told Pilate that my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Well, He told him that people of truth are His sheep. And that's just the way it is. I love the Lord, my God and King. And I want to do all that's in His heart. I will do all that's in His heart. And I will speak His word. And I will live just like Him. It's my heritage. And his return is soon. He is coming back. And I'm glad that he is. But whatever I have to deal with on this life, I don't mind, because I want people to be saved. Because I love the Lord, my God and King. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. The next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.